Welcome, beautiful one, to the super full moon for February. We are blessed to have this over a weekend where you can really give the time to allow yourself to drop in, because this is a powerful one. It's a carrier, and it's going to help you claim your power and what's new in your new era and paradigm here in basically 2020 and the next seven-year cycle. This is a highly sensitive time right now. You're going to be feeling it today and over the next several days, and then you'll feel it shift early next week. It's because the moon is closest to Earth right now. That's a super moon. It's when it's in alignment with the sun, the moon, and the Earth, and we feel the magnetic boosting amplification and pull of it. For some people, they may have a hard time sleeping, may feel more emotional. You actually even could feel agitation or more bliss and peace. Whatever way it's amplifying for you, if you can allow yourself to feel into the presence of it and allow yourself to get clear about what are those dark hidden realms that are needing healing release that have been surfacing. So you'll feel it surfacing from the dark and into the light. And when I say it could be bliss, joy, this is something that you've not maybe fully let yourself live into all capacities in your life, and you're now bringing it out into the light. It could also be something that has been hidden in the dark, of a trauma, deep embedded pain or pattern. If we embrace the growth right now that's coming up and don't deny it or fear it or avoid it, the growth that wants to expand us in a truthful way will increase what I think this month is about, which is self-honor. And self-honor is really about deep, true self-love. Self-honor is the practice of it. This releasing time is about deepening the honoring of yourself in a profound way and with others. This super new moon is packed with so much power. I'm going to give you the three focus steps that you can use in creating yourself a full moon ritual. Really about letting go, surrendering, making new space by what needs to be released. So the strong, powerful illumination of this full moon is really about clearing the conflict, clearing what hasn't been working and what is definitely not working, what is really done for you. Name it and tame it. You know that phrase, sick and tired of being sick and tired? There's an element of that in here, that it's old. And you're going to let it go and you're going to clear the space. So what is ready to be claimed that is yours with an open-hearted courage can come through in the new revolution of you that's coming true. Yes, it's coming true. The you that you know is at your core soul connection. You are clearer about it than ever before. So clear those areas that have been sources of conflict for you. The conflicts that have been sources of repetitive stress patterns, conflictions, constrictions, because what's emerging right now, this is the second focus, is you are identifying true life intentions. The breaking down and dismantling the old ways of pain, deep programming, pain embedded subconsciously that have not been working are releasing. And no one has been a stranger to it. It has been showing up in the collective, and it's been our own personal journey as well. This super full moon awakens more fully into our own conscious awareness. What has been hidden? What's been running with these past programs? You probably have been noticing that you're becoming more and more aware, illuminated, enlightened to it, seeing it for what it is. Think about it. That's what this super full moon is. It's the illumination of that which has been dark. that which has been hidden. You know, the last full moon we had was in January, and it's how we began this year. And it really represents the foundational way that the movement is going to move for us throughout the year. And that was with an eclipse full moon. And that was based on what had been eclipsed from your life, what had been missing, what hadn't been there. And now this full moon, the super full moon, is really about clearing and identifying what no longer serves you, what's not working now, and allow it to be released. Release is such a powerful act. Think about it. When you work on the body and you want the muscles to relax, you don't say relax. You allow it to be released. You say release. And in that, you find the relaxation. In that, you find the comfort, the coming to naturalness, the homeostasis. Your awareness about what needs to be released is your clarity that's emerging of your true life intentions that want to come forward to create what is yours to claim with your future. The third focus is the feelings of faith forward. New touch points of your feelings are emerging. You're feeling things that you've never quite felt before, and you're embodying it in a new way. You're awakening to your own sense of wherever your feelings, powers have been conflicted, displaced, or confusing. They're dissolving into a newfound faith that's your own true feelings. Your nervous system is the network in which your feelings run through. That's that emotion, that's that energy in motion. And from early on, if there's been disruptions, if there has been trauma, any form of relay, we could say, that has been programmed, felt, experienced, past or recently, into the body, into the nervous system, into our feelings, then sometimes it can cause the true feelings to get hidden, to not be honored, which is why this full moon is really about self-honor, which is honoring that true self-love. How you feel about yourself, the world, your life, and what is next. Your feelings are the frequency that faith rides on and radiates into your life. And the more there is a congruence, a trueness to what you're feeling, and you are embodying it in full alignment, that becomes the frequency that carries your faith and radiates into your life. Your heartfelt feelings amplifies your true life intentions forward. And identifying those feelings in alignment with your true life intentions is really allowing yourself to get in sync with the biorhythm of your life. And being in sync with the biorhythm of your life activates the dreams that are ready to come alive. Using this boosting supermoon time to create your ritual of release will give yourself the answers that are ready to be lived into your life with clear, pure, straightforward, inspired, not contrived or forced intentions, but real, true, life-inspired intentions. Let your soul speak. Synchronize what's true for you. Pen to paper, antenna to God, source, the universe. There's rich power for you in this act. Let it go. Let the revolution of your most real self breathe into life. Just take a few minutes here and just breathe in that power of what's your true, pointed life intentions ready to come through and lived by you. Clear the conflict. Make the space so that you can have the room to grow. So I want you to think this full moon ritual is really about a self-honor ritual, using those three focuses and letting go what is no longer supportive and what is ready to be claimed that is supportive. So think about this week, and it's like that mantra, that which supports me boldly steps forward, and that which doesn't gracefully steps down. And this self-honor is about letting go the graceful step down of what no longer supports you. So that as we roll into the rest of this year, into this new era, this new way that's going to be on like a 7-year cycle to exist and expand and emerge and elevate your dreams, that there's space for it to come alive, for your dreams to come alive in the way that matters, that's aligned and is activated for you. If you would like more support, you can join me inside Remarkable Souls. This weekend, I will be doing a live connected support call at 11:11 Pacific time on Saturday, where I'll walk you through creating your own self-honor ritual and then highlight some of the ways to activate those soul-inspired manifesting dreams that are ready and ripe to come alive. Let's use this super full moon time to really give the power to creating the clearing so there's lots of space for your miraculous manifestations to come forward. This full moon is about activating that cheetah energy, that supreme divine power sourced ownership of embodying fully exactly who you are. The cheetah is an endangered species right now, and that is because the female cheetah will not ovulate until she finds her right match. Then her body will go into resonance and agreement and alignment with ovulating to procreate. And what this power animal teaches us when we activate that same sense of our own sovereign agency of our power and what is next to be pulled forward for ourselves is we do not give away unnecessarily energy to that which is not a match, that which we don't want to be living in alignment with. So the cheetah, number one, is the fastest land animal. And how she maintains that supremacy is she doesn't waste her energy on something that's not a match. And literally, her body is in biorhythm and in sync with it. So this means that they can't just put cheetahs together in captivity and automatically have procreation happening. No, the female cheetah has to find the mate that is a match for her before her body will waste any energy ovulating for offspring. And that's how the cheetah maintains such exquisite supremacy. And it brings me to Marianne Williamson's famous quote, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is we are powerful beyond measure." So use this time to raise that energetic intelligence that's inside of you and clear the conflict, the noise, the static, what's ready to be done, what's definitely done, what hasn't been working, so that you can name and claim and identify true life intentions that are ready to be brought forward. Your feelings of faith are pulling you forward. Listen to that future self. There is wisdom within your soul that already knows. Let's continue remembering and setting those new boundaries of where you're placing your attention for your intentions that's supportive to the beliefs that help carry you to those dreams alive. You, my beautiful one, are a remarkable soul here to live. It's true in your heart to come alive. What's true in your heart for those dreams? You are a dream alive, and let it unfold. Let it happen. Don't stop it short. Let it flow. Let it grow. And if you would like more support, join me inside Remarkable Souls. Starts tomorrow live at 11:11 Pacific time, and you can have access to listen to the replay all weekend long to give yourself full embodied self-honoring ritual. Shine on, my beautiful one. Shine on. Let all that you're here to illuminate, to be and become, awaken fully for you.